Honesdale Borough Council meeting, special meeting, May 11, 2026. All microphones. Oh, it's coming out. What's going on here? Okay. All microphones are live. We're being recorded. If there's anyone in the audience, or if there's anyone online who'd like to speak under the public comment, you may do so by signing in or being recognized when people call upon you during the agenda for that segment. I now have six.
Yeah, I mean, typically it should be just here.
She is not online at the moment.
I mean, if there's a quorum, you know, can we
You can just start, yes. Pat.
Sure.
She's not online.
Think she's been, she wasn't able to.
This time, I'd like to call the meeting to order at 6:03 p.m. May 11, 2026. I'm the quorum as usual. Council behavior should be correct, polite, and respectful to each other and to the public. Can please rise for the legislature.
I pledge allegiance to the United States and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll call, please?
Yes. We do not have Tiffany. Pat Retsy.
Present.
Kim Fish.
Present.
Jason Newbon. No. James Brennan. No. William McAllister.
Present.
James Hamill.
Present in person.
Mayor Derek Williams.
Present in person.
Manager Kendra Nelson.
Present in person.
Secretary Judith Fontanus. I'm here in person. DPW Director David Nielsen.
Here.
Thank you. And that is all.
Addition to the agenda, emergency or transient. In accordance with Act 65 of 2021, if a matter is not on the agenda, the Council cannot take official action on it, with some exceptions. The Council can act on matters relating to potential or real emergencies. The Council may add a matter of agency business to its agenda through a majority vote. The Council should state the reason why the action item is being added to the agenda. The Council may vote to add an action item or items to the agenda.
I'm happy, and I think also Director Nelson is happy to answer any questions you might have about the grant that we're making a motion to approve.
Okay, so we have the DEP Act 101, Section 902, recycling grant application. We have time for discussion on an application for equipment, application, and resolution adoption. Any comments or presentations, not disappointment.
Councilman Gamble had a brief question really about the document that we have in front of us. Who prepared this document? Does really have any?
Yes, it was prepared by Mr. Nelson.
Okay.
And I apologize, I had his name on there and must have come off, but no.
Okay.
But he was also happy answering questions. I have an overview of what the equipment will be used for and why we're applying for this grant, but it's my understanding that it's something that the borough's been interested in pursuing for some time now and had to go through the process of getting the permits that are necessary to move forward with the application, and that's been done. And an ordinance was also approved by the borough, which was another prerequisite for applying. And we're working with Hailstone to submit the application by May 22nd.
So the total cost of the grant is $600,000?
That is the top end plot cost, but Mr. Nelson is working on getting quotes that will be submitted with the grant application. And then there's also the opportunity to put things out to bid in the future.
Is it a 50-50 grant?
No, it's 99 is generally how that works. So we would only be responsible for 10% of the cost.
I have a question for this. Sure. David, the size of the grant, are we able to use stumps or are we limiting our size or what?
No, I am this week going to be going physically seeing grinders. There's various sizes of grinder, up to $9. So myself and Ms. Nelson decided to make a good ballpark figure. And this body did approve, apply for this grant back in March of 25. And we've been working with Hailstone in the affirmative to go after this grant. Purchasing the grinder for the borough is a good idea.
Yeah, my question was just that if it was going to be big enough to use stumps. And
yeah, we don't want to get them too big. Yeah, we don't want to get too big. And we're not looking to do stumps and looking to do commercial grade stuff. We're looking to be affordable. The basics is I'm running out of room up there. So if we can take all those clippings and trimmings and grid clippings and everything and using the most compostable material that will degrade quicker, then we can recycle this material quicker and not have to move so much stuff out of the way and this expanding. You go to the cliff, you can see us expanding. We have a dumpster that's taking us all out of the borough because it's just not a quick book. So this would be a great asset. And we should be able to get woodchip padding, which will go into the parks, the trails, around the pool area. It's going to help with beautifying the parks. It's a good, I like it.
Thank you. Thank you. Woodchip?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. We have
you know, to Mr. Nelson's credit, to see the value on this. And it did originate with our previous department. He brought this to our attention, and for it to take some time, that's government to get to this point. So it seems like a very worthwhile investment, about $60,000. Is that set aside in our budget currently?
So it needs to be allocated in the budget for next year. I mean, we're putting an application in. Yeah, later this month. So I don't know when we can expect to see the funds, but we would plan to budget it. And then the purpose of the document that the Finlayson prepared was to show how we would offset the cost that the borough was responsible of $60,000.
And I think this is just, you know, not just for my own education, but for maybe the public too. When we pass the resolution back in 2025 for the 902 grant, is there a difference?
So there was some concern over that resolution no longer being usable, or that it was not sufficient for the purposes of the funder. And that was the primary reason for doing it again. But yes, I don't think it's something that we would typically do going forward where we have to pass a resolution for the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
I think,
I'm not
the
trying to
year
waste too much time.
from the Zoom that I was on in the last meeting, I felt like this meeting was for a different specified purpose for I believe the motion was made to discuss phase two of STMT and the resolution. So of course this being on the agenda, this seems like a worthwhile use of our
Hi.
time, like doesn't
Hi,
seem like
honey.
what we talked about the last meeting.
You do?
And the reason for that was that we received information about the grant application deadline coming up after the last meeting.
There's a deadline
So
for
the deadline for this application is May 22nd.
that. Oh,
For stamp, it's rolling,
for
but
the 902.
for the 902, the deadline is May 22nd. So when I became aware of that deadline, this was the information that I was provided from our grant managers.
Oh, because the just because the PA.gov website mentions that municipalities requesting the 902 grant can really be applied for any time. Perhaps that's just around this. Thanks.
I don't think that left out and yes, that thing. It's the big takeaway.
Okay.
But I spoke with multiple parties involved and I was told that they don't need to get the application in by May 22nd. So that is why we have that this just this grant on this this meeting's agenda. And for stamp, then I also spoke with DCD and that can be submitted later, but the goal deadline for that is June 9th.
Okay, at the moment, let's just stick to the number
Right.
nine right now. Understand, let's take this one, and then we can move on to that other one. So ultimately, this is for everyone's
Sure.
sounds like we'll be saving some money in the long run with the taxpayers by using this right. Then, correct?
Yes, it's not really about saving money, guys. The grinder isn't so much to make money or to do is a stepping stone. By buying the grinder, we are now going to strengthen our position for future applications on recycling grants, stormwater, water cleaning and cleanliness, environmental stewardship initiatives. Like, it's a stepping stone. Once you have the grinder, replace SimCity, it's the same thing. Of course, you got to head to town hall or you can get the firehouse and you can do it. It's the same thing.
So ultimately, in the end, you're going to be saving.
Yeah,
Okay.
yeah. We'll be able to go for the grants and the other thing. I'd like to see us get a leaf vacuum truck. And this is grinding, you've got to get first, and then you can get the leaf vacuum truck. No.
They're not that expensive.
Thank you. $1 million.
There any more discussion there? I think this has been going in the works since 2025, so I was giving a sentence and maybe before that, or my time, let's just say that. So,
well, the only other question I have is Hailstone's been working on this as far back as 2025. Is the girl they'll be paying for double the work?
No,
No.
so they were basically reached out to about it back then, but then no work was done because the permit had to be issued by DEP, the design running permit. And so that was a whole process that Sparrow had to go through. And then there was also the creation and approval or enactment of the ordinance. And so it's not that the Hailstone have been building us for this and doing work on it. They were basically waiting for us to get our pieces of the puzzle solved so that
And I did read in here, just have one more question. Does say provide multiple for each of the residents if we have an access? Is that something that I've been thinking on that time? Thinking. I don't have anything
Any question?
Are we all good on discussion? Dave, you have anything else to add? Okay. Mr. Hamill?
Sure.
So, Stan, maybe good. Mr. McAllister?
Aye.
I move that Homestead Borough Council authorize the submission of an application to the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection for an Act 101, Section 902 recycling grant for the purchase and installation of a composting tub grinder in the amount up to $600,000 and adopt the appropriate resolution, namely number 2026-016.
Second.
With indulgence, second.
Discussion.
It might not be a tub grinder. It might be a vertical grinder. I don't know if that makes a difference.
Should we just strike the word tub?
Just put a grinder.
Just strike the word tub?
Yes.
Can we read it then?
Please.
I move that Homestead Borough Council authorize the submission of an application to the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection for an Act 101, Section 902 recycling grant for the purchase and installation of a composting grinder in the amount up to $600,000 and adopt the appropriate resolution, namely 2026-016.
We have a motion. That. Very made the money.
Yeah, you agree to delete the vote. No. Okay.
On paper. Against.
Motion carried. Have any public comment to do with the grant?
Do you have spent on it?
Could you come up? Because the people online aren't able to hear you, Jerry. You have to use this one. Yes, there are. There are people online. Yes.
Jerry Leopold, for a resident. Do you have the best on the grind? Yeah. Okay, so that's something you need to get in the state deed, probably.
Yeah.
Do you need them in your submittal?
Yes, that's what he's working on right now.
Okay, but I'm just saying, so write the specs. To the highest standard you can at this point, because if it was going lower, leave yourself short. You don't have to take away your random. You might see a co-star said.
Yeah, I've got an appointment this week to go visit some grinders.
Yeah. Thank you.
No link for the comment.
Do you want to ask if anyone online? There's two people online.
Is there anyone online that would like to comment on the motion that was just passed?
No one unmuted, so.
Thank you. This time, if we can make a motion for here.
So move.
Okay. 618. Wait, your microphones are still live. Let me